Blog Talk Radio.
Who did the guy do it? No, one was sniffed out. He was in his bed with a hood of a best friend.
Oh, they found him.
But by him going out there.
You can cool.
Fucking hey, a lot of them coming in. This is a hit that line.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. We have Loretta, or is that Hubert?
Yes.
Hubert, okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Janet?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. Okay. Yeah, Mom.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Well, let me do a full roll call, and then we'll go ahead with our show. We have Mom, Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, Daddy. Auntie Janet, Sister Shirley, and just had Auntie Dot join.
Yes.
Good evening.
Since I was late calling in, I'll just go ahead and we'll go ahead and get started with the meeting. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now and in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling, and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord, in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 You ready to lead us?
Okay, no problem. Let's see here. I will start out with, first of all, I would like to welcome Auntie Janet back. We miss
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And also Sister Shirley, welcome back. We miss you as well.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming at the book of John, first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We were with God in the beginning. Through him all things was made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that lighteth every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descendant, not of human decision, or a hum or will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of John, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming to you from the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the meditation of the word in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I'll go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I will pass.
Okay. Auntie Janet, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Exodus. Being that we're celebrating Black History Week, and I always like to think about how Moses delivered the children of Israel and how God has delivered us. Begin with, I'll be reading from chapter 14, beginning with verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them, on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them into the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took the chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch forth thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again on the Egyptians, and upon the chariots, and upon the horsemen." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptian had fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptian in the midst of the sea. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord had done upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses, because great deliverance was given unto them. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Janet. Next I have a team doc. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of trumpet. For the Lord most high is awful. He is great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob. God had gone up with the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Praise the God, sing praise. Sing praise on our King, sing praise. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praise with under God resigned over the God sit on his holy throne. The prince of the people have gathered together. The people of God are Abraham, for the fear of the earth belongs to God. He is greatly in. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the second verse to the 12, 4 to 12. And the subject said, God living stones. Peter challenges us to think of ourselves as living stones. To be a living stone is an oxymoron, a deliberated contradiction in turn. Grouped together for emphasis, stones are non-living matter, merely compressed earth. If the material stone is not living, how then can we be living stone? God's plan is that those who are called Christian would become God's living stone. This means that the nature of Jesus Christ would be so firmly embedded within us that we will walk holy and live separate unto God. The word of God would be so caring upon our heart that we would not allow the lust of the flesh to drive us from living by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is God's will that as living stones, every molecule of our being will be dead to sin and alive in the Holy Spirit. If we allow it, God will take the impure and useless matter out of our lives and mold us into stone, which then become marked for the world. Just as the Israelites left stones in the midst of Jordan River as a sign of their crossing into the promised land, we as living stones will leave marks of faith and work to indicate that Jesus is alive and moving in and through us. It is God's desire that our faith be so vibrant, senseless, and pure that the world look at God living stone and say, I want the same joy, peace, love, and salvation that is resigned in God living stone. The vibrant of our lives should tell the drug user that there is a better high in Jesus. The vibrant of our life let the hopeless know their hope. The sick know their healing, and the weary know their rest. Stones are used for building because they are strong and durable. May we let God finish his perfect work in us. May we submit ourselves to Jesus Christ as we walk in obedience and become God's living stone. To be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, often spiritual sacrifice, accept to God through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Mark 5:34, and it's titled.
I'm sorry, what book?
It is taken Mark 5:34, and the title is called Take Time for the Pain. We live in a nation that views pain as an enemy. We think of pain as unnatural and something to be removed from our lives. To avoid the pain, the TV commercials tell us to reach for the aspirin. Jesus, however, did not turn from his own pain or the pain of others. During his ministry, those in pain often came to him. The demon-possessed, the lepers, the lame, the blind, the woman with the issue with the blood. When Jesus encountered them, he stopped and took time for their pain. Jesus can handle the pain in our lives when we take time. When we bring it to him in faith, we have a responsibility to take time for the pain. The pain of our friends, our coworkers, and people in general. Every now and then, we even must stop and take care of our own pain. To do this, we must first face the pain in our lives, admitting its reality. It may be hard to face, but when we do, we can begin to work through it. We can live victoriously over it and now be mastered by it. Secondly, trace the source of that pain in our lives. Sometimes we need an objective outside observer to pinpoint things we don't see or won't see in our lives. And third, finally, we need to grace the pain. That is, put it in its proper place. Romans 8:28 suggests that God uses pain and tribulation to make things right in our lives. Paul talks about his own thorn in the flesh, and how he asked God to remove it 3 times. But God said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." In effect, he says, "My grace will be with you in your fiery furnace. My grace will help you part the waters of your Jordan rivers. My grace will shut the mouths of the lions in your lion's den. My grace will fight your battles and bring down the walls of your Jerichos." What kind of pain are you facing in your life today? Just know God is able to give you the strength to make it through, but you've got to take the time for the pain. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Thank you.
Is she still there?
Yes. I will read Matthew 28, the Great Commission. You hear me?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Thanks, everybody, for sharing the word. And we will go into the sick and shut-in. But I want us to have a moment of silence for the shooting that took place in Florida.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a moment of silence, please. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we ask that you bless those families that was affected by the shooting. Father God, bless the family in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, for Auntie Marie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Ross family, the Verna family, the Cody family, the Johnson family, Charlie and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Simmons family, the Williams family, the Lowe's family, Lenny and family, the Franklin family, Cheryl and family, Lynn and family, Vanessa and family, Ruth Edwards, Desa Kendrick and family, Doretha and Jesse Verna, Joseph and family, Derek family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Katrina and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, the Brown family, Vanessa and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, Dwight Tuan and family, Jordan Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Eric, Brian, Ryan McClure, the Peters family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son down to die for us. And we thank you that he rose on the 3rd day. We thank you for the blood, for there is still power in the blood, and we plead the blood over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we ask that you give them the strength to keep pressing forward. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. And I am looking at the week of February the 18th through the 24th.
Taylor, my granddaughter Taylor, the 22nd.
You're fading out.
Taylor, can you hear me?
Yes.
You said Kayla on February 22nd.
Yeah. Kayla. Okay. Okay, all right. And we know there was plenty more.
Loretta.
Plenty
more no. Loretta. We have Christopher Demons on the 21st.
Who did you say, Angela?
Christopher Demons.
Christopher.
On the 21st?
Yes.
And, all right. And then my grandson, Traymar, on the 22nd.
All right.
That's all that I have.
Okay, all right, all right. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
Okay, that's right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Now, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song or poem, or even more Bible verse. And I'll just go down the list. If you have something else you want to share with the group tonight, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Mom.
I'm reading from Jonah. And Jonah, the full chapter 1 through 11, and the shepherd said, open up. Jonah was excluded, but God was included. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God wanted Jonah to feel the pain of the world. Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer a category rather than collision. We prefer a comfort zone, and we harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, it's my way or the highway. My church, my denomination, my theology, my style, my crew, and my God. But clearly, that is enough of God to go around. Into our world of comfort, God may send a warning of Erod it from Luke of Steam. And while that warning is on the prowl, it may cut away our protection and our shadow. Certainty, our choice is clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which will you choose? So that's a question, y'all, to think about. Which one you choose? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Jonah. And next I will go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make it joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I got a song, Psalms 119. Elise, blessed are they who ways are blameless, who walks according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame. When I consider all your commands, I will praise you with an upright heart. I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decree. Do not utterly forsake me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm. Next I go to Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I will go next. And since we honoring Black History Month in the month of February, I have a poem I would like to share with the group, and it's called Life Without Black People. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me get back to my notes. And Black history is not just about Martin Luther King Jr. It's what we really try to instill into our kids, but we need to let our kids know our history. It's about all of us and how we played a role in making this world livable. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay. This story is of a little boy named Theo who woke up one morning and asked his mom, what if there was no black in the world? No black people in the world? Well, his mother thought about that for a moment, and then she said, son, follow me around today, and let's just see what it would be like if there was no black people in the world. Mom said, go get dressed, and we will get started. Theo ran into his room, put on his clothes and shoes. His mother took one look at him and said, Theo, where are your shoes? And those clothes are all wrinkled. I must iron them. But when she reached for the iron board, it was no longer there. You see, Sarah Boone, a black woman, invented the ironing board. And Jan Maxlinger, a black man, invented the shoe lasting machine. Oh, well, she said, please go and do something to your hair. Theo ran into his room for the comb, but the comb wasn't there. Oh, you see, Walter Samuels, a black man, invented the comb. Theo decided to just brush his hair, and the brush was gone. You see, Lydia Newman, a black female, invented the brush. Well, this was a sight, no shoes, wrinkled clothes, hair's a mess. Without the hair comb invention of Madam C.J. Walker, well, you get the picture. So Mom told Leo, let's do our chores around the house and then take a trip to the grocery store. Leo's job was to sweep the floor. He swept and swept and swept. When he reached for the dustpan, it wasn't there. You see, Lloyd P. Ray, a black man, invented the dustpan. So he swept the pile of dirt over in the corner and left it there. Then he decided to mop the floor, but the mop was gone. You see, Thomas Stewart, a black man, invented the mop. Leo yelled to his mom, Mom, I'm not having any luck. Well, son, she said, let me finish washing these clothes, and we will prepare a list for the grocery store. When the washing finished, she went to place the clothes in the dryer, but the dryer was gone. You see, George T. Salmon, a black man, invented the clothes dryer. Mom asked Leo to go get a pencil and some paper to prepare the list for the market. Leo ran for the paper and pencil and noticed the pencil lead had broke. Well, he was out of luck because John Love, a black man, invented the pencil sharpener. Mom reached for a pen, but it was not there because William Purvis, a black man, invented the fountain pen. As a matter of fact, Lee Burridge invented the typewriter machine and W.A. Lovett, the advanced printing press. Theo and his mother decided to head out to the market. Well, when Theo opened the door, he noticed the grass was as high as he was tall. You see, the lawnmower was invented by John Burr, a black man. They made their way over to the car and found that it just wouldn't go. You see, Richard Spike, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift. Joseph Gamel invented the supercharge system for the engine. They noticed that the few cars that were moving and running into each other and having wrecks because there was no traffic light. You see, Garrett Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic light. Well, it was getting late, so they walked to the market, got the groceries, and returned home. Just when they was about to put the milk and eggs and butter, they noticed the refrigerator was gone. You see, John Standard, a black man, invented the refrigerator. So they just left the food out on the counter. By this time, Theo noticed he was getting mighty cold. Mom went to turn up the heat. And what do you know? Alice Parker, a black female, invented the heating furnace. Even in the summertime, they would have been out of luck because Frederick Jones, a black man, invented the air conditioner. It was almost time for Theo's father to arrive home. He takes the bus, but there was no bus because it was the electric trolley invented by another black man, Albert Robertson. He usually takes the elevator from his office on the 20th floor, but there was no elevator because Alexander Miles, a black man, invented the elevator. He also usually dropped off the office mail at a nearby mailbox, but it was no longer there because Philip Downing, a black man, invented the letter drop mailbox, and William Barry invented the postmarking and cancellation machine. Theo and his mother sat at the kitchen table with their heads in their hands. When the father arrived, he asked, why are you sitting in the dark? Because Lewis Howard Latimer, a black man, invented the light bulb. Theo quickly learned what it would be like if there was no black in the world, not to mention if we were ever sick and needed blood. Charles Drew, a black scientist, found a way to preserve and store blood, which led to the starting of the world's first blood bank. And what if a family member had to have heart surgery? This would not have been possible without Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a black doctor, who performed the first open-heart surgery. So, if you ever wondered, like Theo, where would we be without black people? Well, it's pretty plain to see. We would still be in darkness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen
seat. Next, I would go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I've been moaning this song all day, so I'm gonna moan it a little while. You are my strength like no other, strength like no other reaches me. In the fullness of your grace and the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches me. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That's getting good, Auntie Carrie. You are my friend. Hallelujah. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Next I go to Auntie Janet. Any praise support song or form you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'd like to continue in Exodus, the song of Moses, after the deliverance. But before I read this, I just want to say, Angela, I appreciate that poem you read. Our pastor preached, well, the pastor here preached on pain today. And that's something that we don't really, you know, get too much about, the ones to bear pain. But pain leads to greatness. And I obtained this morning really great victory and blessings to others if we bear them and go through them. So I just thank God for that, Angela. Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, it's something we don't hear too much about, really, you know. But no pain, no gain. So we just thank God for that.
Amen.
Okay, we'll continue with Exodus chapter 15 of the Song of Moses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his host have cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sink into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath with which consumed them as a stubble, and with the blast of thy nostril the waters were gathered together, the flood and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoils. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst go with the wind, the sea covered them. They sink as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallows them. Thou, in thy mercy, have led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in the strength into the holy habitation. The people shall hear and be praised. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the Duke of Edom shall be amazed, and the mighty men of Moab shall tremble. They shall take hold of from them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone till the people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For Pharaoh and his army and all his chariots got drowned in the sea one day. Thank God for this victory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful reading, Auntie Janet, out of Exodus. And next I'll go to Angela. Any good, not good news, praise report, song you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sing a verse. Jesus loves me, oh yes he does. Jesus loves me, oh yes he does. Jesus loves me, oh yes he does. For the Bible tells me so. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela. Amen. Amen. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to share a song. Blessed with his goodness, blessed with his love, blessed with his showers that come from above, blessed with his sunshine, blessed with his care, I go on helping everywhere. God give the courage, faith is the way. Onward we travel, happy and gay, thinking of us, willing to share, taking the message everywhere. Remembering of them whenever I pray, looking to Jesus, he is the way. Onward I travel, he's by my side, I never falter, he is my God. This is my mission, this is my prayer, helping the needed everywhere. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, before Angela going to the closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share before she do so?
Yes, Loretta.
Okay, here we go. You overpower whoever else it was, so go ahead.
Oh, I'd like to ask a prayer for my son. He got in a bit of trouble last weekend. So I'm asking prayer for him, and I get my dentures fixed in my mouth Tuesday. So pray for me that I have a beautiful smile.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for standing up with us, Hubert, and we do need to pray for Drell. And you know, God, all things are possible with God. God can seal paperwork, anything. You know, we need to pray for him and pray that God turn his life around. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, I would like to let Auntie Janet know to tell Auntie Marie that we miss her and we love her. Amen?
Amen.
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 Wilda and Loretta and
yes.
The rest of us, I was listening to the news in reference to this shooting, and a student, I understand, posted this statement. That we should love our friends now, tell our friends now that we love them, because we don't know when we're seeing them the last time. And that
amen,
really
amen, amen, amen.
So I just want to be a committed one and tell each of you I love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Auntie Janet. Okay, if there's nothing else, Angela will come to us with the closing prayer. And if everyone would bow their head, please.
God is love. Lord, you are our God, and we exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. So let's take his love with us throughout the week in everything we do and everyone that we meet. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you lay your hands upon our president and everyone in the White House.
Amen.
Bless the families in Florida. Continue to bless America and other nations, and bless this prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
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 May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. God loves you, and so do we. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. We love you.
Shalom. Shalom.
You said you want to cut it off.
What?